Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for a CD, MP3, or written transcript for today's program, Chris Hedges on Captain Ahab and U.S. Empire, call us at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our secure website, alternativeradio.org. That's alternativeradio.org. Special thanks to Missoula Community Access TV's Ron Scholl and Montana Public Radio's Beth Ann Austin and Sherry Newman. The Kronos Quartet performs our theme music. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, unless otherwise noted. The engineering committee has been rescheduled to July 11th at 7 p.m. Please join us.
Good morning. It is the top of the hour, I guess 1 minute after 10 o'clock. You are listening to KBOO Portland. At 10:15, Letters in Politics discusses the history behind today's global and national news stories. At 11, Radio Zine looks at the debating skills of James Baldwin in a discussion entitled Malcolm X versus James Baldwin. At 11:30, on Art Focus, Amanda Klem talks to Portland multimedia artist Willie Little. All of these KABU programs are made possible by members' support. If you'd like to become a member, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. And now coming up, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. KBOO programming is made possible by KABU listener members and support from Oregon Zoo Summer Concerts, presenting Punch Brothers and Andrew Bird Saturday, August 18th at the Oregon Zoo Amphitheater. Starting at 7 p.m., doors open at 5 p.m., and all ages welcome. Tickets and more information online at zooconcerts.com.
We'll be right back. Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, August 7th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. As we say, community, sanctuary, solidarity, all resistance, all the time. Debunking, unblinking, and rethinking. The letter Q, Q is the letter for today. Q is for Quisling. That's good enough for me. Also, Q, quagmire, quandary, qualms, quotas, Qs. And sometimes Q also stands for liar. Obviously, QAnon is one of those products of 4chan that we all wait breathlessly for it to appear and just pray that it doesn't release some kind of hideous malware into our defenseless, innocent little computers. Of course, it's ridiculous, and any idiot could see that it's ridiculous. But of course, the 90% of Republicans who back Trump have seized upon it as the new grail, and they certainly it's a petard that's launched them stratospherically high. Once those things are out, saying, well, okay, well, we'll just debunk it and tell everybody that it's a hoax and so forth, and then everything will be over. But it won't. It doesn't, you know, it's not going to go back in the box without a fight. And it's probably going to ignore the box entirely and just keep on going. It is so clear, it is absolutely crystal clear that Donald Trump is going to win the 2020 election, obviously, because the left cannot agree to unite behind a candidate that can be described as reasonably charismatic, if not chaotic, at the same time. That said, and as Labor Day spirals around us, it's almost impossible to think about the labor movement without a wince and a tear at how much work it costs, lives that it costs, to put together something, some kind of entity that was charged with protecting workers. And it would one might easily describe it as a major bulwark of civilization at this point. It's simply, otherwise, without the labor movement and the labor laws that we have today, people would be working way more than 40 hours. They would have no protections at all. There would be nothing like overtime or anything like that. It would be hell, and it would be not retractable, not reversible, not much you could do about it now, because it was hard enough when the labor movement first came into being. It's going to be a lot harder this time, if not completely impossible, without some sort of, action force. I don't know whether how we could possibly describe it here today. We just know that it's going to have to happen one way or another. Problem being that most Americans and on the left are too comfortable, there's no real action when people are comfortable. So we wonder just exactly where the tipping point is and just how uncomfortable people will have to be before they're fighting it. The labor movement today is under attack from all sides. A woman in Oregon recently sued. She didn't like, first off, that they were pro-choice. She didn't like that much, and she also didn't like the idea that she liked her management. She'd always liked it. She said it was a nice little management. And she resented having to pay for paltry, minuscule union dues. She didn't want to pay that because she felt she didn't need that. She looking, of course, this is a classic. This is an American consumer today. This woman is not a citizen. She has no sense of community. She is, if you came to her door in the middle of the night with gunshot wounds, she wouldn't open the door for you, and she wouldn't call 911 for you, because that's the kind of world that she has chosen and she lives in. Obviously, an evangelical Christian, I say that based on the reporting that I've been looking at for a few days now with increasing horror. If this is really the face of who we have become, if this is the face of a labor movement today, then not to say that labor leaders are all lily white, but we do need a labor movement, and we are charged with defending that labor movement. This is a really good example. You may not think it's perfect, but you better bloody well defend it, because it's going to be losing it. It's going to be much, much worse. That said, recognizing labor all across the country, all across the world today, walk through your hours whistling the Internationale and recommend Billy Bragg's version, but they're all good, aren't they? So that said, we also have other anniversaries inspire. What else should we say? That's inspiring, and also it should be driving some of the outrage. If we don't respond to that soon, if we don't decide that we are not, we as individuals or just our families, our small circle of friends, are the most important thing, that our needs and goals and so forth are unrivaled, then we are going to get just what we deserve. Donald Trump has, they're now trying to put in place laws that would allow Donald Trump to oversee the hiring and firing of government officials that are entirely and completely nonpartisan. That's very dangerous. That's an imperial presidency. Wake up! The Supreme Court is going to vote for this. It's not even, we don't even need Brett Kavanaugh to push this one over the top. It's the 2020 election. If nothing is done, and what's happening now is nothing. If no action is taken, and I mean now, not 2 weeks from the election, not the week before the election, it's happening right now. And then doubtless the Russians have a little bit of skin in the game here again as well, of course. Okay, that said, on August 9th of 2014, Michael Brown was killed by police and his lifeless, the dead body, another black man, was left in the streets. It's impossible to get this out. For 4.5 hours, 4.5 hours, his unjust death led the communities across the country taking to the streets to make their voices heard and demand justice for Michael and the demilitarization of the police. Michael Brown's death was not in vain, though. He gave birth to a movement that continues to fight for justice. We have, of course, Don't Shoot Portland and Don't Shoot Portland and Black Lives Matter will be out in the streets. There are a number of actions taking place, and we can put those up on the cable website. There's really actually quite a few, too many to entirely go into. Thursday, August 9th, there's an evening vigil from 6:30 to 8, and then it continues. It may continue, but we don't. Time's up for us here today. This has been Ekaskiria for Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. Judy Feistel entered it for us today. Thank you, Judy. And Derek Crooks is our AOM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is 50. We are celebrating our birthday with a big street fair and party on August 11th from noon to 10 p.m. here at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. We'll be broadcasting live bands all day and an open house celebrating 50 years of KBOO. There will be a reunion from 2 to 5 during the street party for folks looking to see KBOO volunteers from other eras. So save the date, Saturday, August 11th, to celebrate 50 years